Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulist.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. After more than 2 years of the administration's Iraq policy, some might conclude the old parable of the blind men's elephant needs updating. The Blind Men's Elephant. Once blind men undertook to fabricate an elephant out of a wall, a spear, a snake, a tree, a fan, and a rope. They all agreed on how the final outcome should look. But how they should begin was a subject of much dispute. One of the group felt they should start with a wall, because it could shield what they were doing from view and keep it secret from meddlesome outsiders who might take an interest in this exercise in elephant building, and from local stone throwers if need be. Another blind man insisted they should concentrate on the spear first, since it had the power to intimidate any onlookers having a different view of what an elephant was, and make them run away in fear until this one was finished. Moreover, a spear could be used to poke around in the ground for anything that might bring unexpected mishap to the elephant builders. A third blind man favored beginning with a snake, because it didn't actually have to be present. Pointing randomly to holes in the ground, real or imagined, and shouting, "Snake! Snake!" would do just as well. In this way, a snake could prove even more intimidating than a spear in quieting any criticism of how the elephant might be shaping up, thanks simply to its ominous absence from sight. The blind man proposing they pattern their elephant on a tree stressed how it would demonstrate their unshakable resolve to present the world with the fruit of their ideas regardless of obstacles or objections. What else, after all, possessed the hardened resistance to change suggested by something as dense as a block of wood? The fan, on the other hand, was put forward because of its potential for keeping the entire group from wearying of their task and giving up. A hot sun could discourage even the most willing of this coalition, and so fanning the blind men with prospects of the many rewards a working elephant would surely bring them should not be ignored. And finally, the rope, which might have been thought to bear the least resemblance to an elephant, actually turned out to prompt the fewest differences of opinion. If it didn't allow them to lead the elephant-to-be around in triumph by one end or the other, the rope might at least serve to hold the thing together for a while. And if it wasn't strong enough to do that either, it might still be useful in tethering whatever these blind men had wrought, wherever they'd wrought it, at least long enough for them to scramble untouched out of harm's way if everything suddenly fell apart in the end. Alone, none of these men could have hoped to come up with anything remotely like an elephant out of the single part each favored. But together they had no doubt a wall, a spear, a snake, a tree, a fan, and a rope were all they needed to fashion a dandy one. More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page on the website.